Are you someone looking to build yourself up, to pivot, to make a leap from where you are currently now? Welcome to the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast, a podcast about innovation, empowerment, leadership, and showing off your light to the world and making it happen. Join beautypreneur Nikki Tang as she shares insights on becoming your best version through her own story, her experiences, and her core values. Give it up for the show host, Nikki Tang.
Hello, everyone, wherever you are in the world. Time really flies so fast, especially when you have so many meetings in your hands. We're now halfway through August, and very soon, the burn months are already here. That's how fast the world evolves, and it is very true in the beauty industry. This is your host, Nikki Tang, and today is very related to the industry I am in. I prepared this episode specially for women out there who are contemplating doing a startup in the beauty industry or perhaps pivot into a new career. Well, of course, the beauty industry is not solely a woman's world, but there are many men already in the industry, especially professionals like those in the medical field of skincare. The beauty industry is among the hottest ones out there right now with evolving trends, new methods, and pioneering techniques. Growth in the beauty industry has boomed in recent years. In a trend that many link to a broader generational trend of attention to physical well-being. And recent reports say that millennials are often the main drivers behind that meteoric growth of the beauty segment. It is a very good indication that entrepreneurs should consider if they are trying to stay in the industry for the long run. Innovation is vital to the growth of any business, and business leaders must ensure the organization stay ahead by proactively thinking about what the future of beauty looks like and what consumers want. An important component of this is the customer experience. The innovators in the beauty industry have gone through lengths of different iterations of research and studies in order to know what makes a consumer brand a success. Recently, in Season 3, Episode 3, I delved into the topic of innovation within the beauty industry. The episode titled, How Tech Innovation Will Shape the Beauty Industry, sheds light on the fascinating advancements that have taken place since the publication of the Grimm Brothers' fairy tale, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, in 1820. One particularly noteworthy development is the emergence of AR, augmented reality technology, in the form of smart mirrors. These mirrors have the capability to simulate beauty try-ons, reminiscent of the enchanted mirror used by Snow White's stepmother witch. It's truly remarkable to witness how technology is bringing elements of this age-old fairy tale to life through these innovative smart mirrors. Go check out that episode and it will be an additional learning for beauty entrepreneurs. It is available for your listening pleasure on major podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I think it would be best to discuss what the beauty industry is all about in order for us to understand it better. And so, with that in mind, let me give you an overview of the beauty industry and its dynamic nature. The Industrial Revolution in the industry in the mid-20th century marked the new beginning for beauty and cosmetics. Cosmetic companies thrived through persuasive marketing efforts and fast-tracked on improving their products, which led to the explosion, I would say. Foremost in the cosmetic line, rapid advancements in technology and exploration of new ingredients and formulas have led to the development of multi-purpose skincare and beauty products. Numerous brands have developed using modern technology and ingredients to meet individual skin needs like jojoba oil for dry skin, salicylic acid for acne, or the breakthrough products emerging in the market for anti-aging. Although the question for sustainability lurks behind the scenes in the industry, such as the emergence of environmentally conscious sourcing for ingredients and packaging of beauty products, both existing and new incumbents in the industry have learned to adapt to rapid growth. The significant innovations in the beauty industry, I would say, can be attributed in part to the impact of the pandemic. With the outbreak, many players in the industry turned to cutting-edge technologies to ensure sustainability and compliance in their sourcing, production, and distribution practices. AIs influence brands across various sectors, and the beauty and cosmetics industry should capitalize on this advancement to create products that are not only sustainable, but also affordable. Moreover, a notable trend in the industry is the emergence of genderless beauty products, as more men are now becoming increasingly conscious of their appearance. However, tapping into this niche will necessitate companies to develop specialized techniques and strategies to effectively cater to this growing market segment. Being at the helm of the two companies that I lead, DMark Beauty and Derm Asia, our goal is to introduce products for babies, women, and men alike who value beauty and wellness as much as we do, and we will pursue to be at the forefront in revolutionizing the field of skincare and beauty aesthetics. I firmly believe that beauty transcends gender and is inclusive of all. If you want to know more about our product offering, I will provide the link to our two companies in the show notes. With change accelerating so rapidly, there is a question to be answered. How can entrepreneurs keep up? Well, in order to succeed now, business leaders need to identify how to incorporate new innovations into their business operations and offerings. Ideally, after a careful analysis of internal operations, business leaders will be able to pinpoint the key areas within their business models that are most in need of transformation to keep up with consumer shifting needs. It actually boils down to four key elements that entrepreneurs need to look into, and they are: first, understand market trends; second, nurturing creativity and innovation; third, leveraging e-commerce and technology; and of course, lastly, cultivating customer loyalty. So what do I mean by understand market trends? In the beauty industry, it refers to the crucial process of staying informed and analyzing ongoing changes, preferences, and demands of consumers and the market as a whole. This involves conducting in-depth research, monitoring emerging trends, and identifying shifts in consumer behavior, all of which play a significant role in shaping a beauty entrepreneur's strategy for success. By doing so, beauty entrepreneurs can make informed decisions about their product offerings, marketing strategies, and overall business direction. Now let's go to nurturing creativity and innovation. For me, creativity lies at the heart of human design. It is the desire to address human needs and enhance the lives of individuals. Product development is not a linear path, by the way. It is a continuous iteration of ideas and changes, and accepting the fact that initial concepts may change and improvements can be made along the way. Creativity is a skill that thinks outside the box, exploring unique product formulations, perhaps, and finding novel ways to engage with consumers that can set a beauty brand apart from the competition. Beyond the technological aspects discussed earlier, nurturing innovation involves fostering a culture of originality within the business. Now, for leveraging e-commerce and technology, I think it is obvious that innovation is really in the mainstream these days across all industries. While I covered AI earlier, there are still numerous aspects of technology and e-commerce to explore. This element includes embracing digital marketing techniques, optimizing online sales channels, and utilizing data analytics to gain insights into consumer behavior and preferences. By adopting technology-driven tools like virtual trial experiences and personalized recommendations, entrepreneurs can enhance their customer journey, allowing for customer loyalty in the process. Which brings us to the last key element, cultivating customer loyalty. Now, customer loyalty is very important because how can you keep up and ensure success if you don't have loyal customers, right? It is vital for long-term success in the beauty industry. The number one goal to sustain this key element involves focusing on exceptional customer service. This may include responding to negative feedback and resolving the complaint rather than ignoring it. Remember, word of mouth is a promotion that can make or break your business. You can also implement customer loyalty programs to incentivize repeat purchases and advocacy. By actively listening to the user's voice, leaders in the beauty industry can explore products that truly resonate, anticipate needs, and exceed expectations. Another way to cultivate customer loyalty is to engage with customers through social media and explore the role of influencers in brand promotion and consumer trust. Encouraging the exchange of product experiences via Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube is a powerful way of building community around your brand and can help to enhance its perceived quality. By encouraging these practices, brands cultivate the sense that consumers are present at the creation. It is all about creating a relationship. To close, I just want to impart to everyone that it is really essential for beauty entrepreneurs to recognize that change is an inherent part of life, and resisting it can hinder personal and professional growth. In the dynamic landscape of the beauty industry, where innovation and trends evolve rapidly, embracing change becomes even more crucial. To thrive in this ever-changing market, it's imperative for beauty entrepreneurs to adopt a proactive mindset that welcomes opportunities and takes initiative. Well, for me, embracing change doesn't mean pursuing it only for your own sake, but rather acknowledging your willingness to adapt and innovate. It impacts our ability to dream big and achieve our goals. As we navigate through the innovation economy, where needs and opportunities rise and evolve rapidly, having a forward-thinking approach is the key to success. Embrace it. Seize the opportunities it presents, and pave the way for your beauty business to reach new heights. By doing so, your business will be better equipped to grow and flourish, responding to the dynamic demands of the beauty industry. Let's face the challenges with courage, innovate with passion, and embark on a journey of growth and success in this ever-changing beauty market. I hope that you have learned something from me today, especially for those who are thinking of embarking on this industry. For those starting up, please feel free to connect with me. You can join my community, Beauty and Beyond, with beautypreneur Nikki Tam, and you can connect with me there. I'm also on Instagram and on different social media handles. There will be links in the show notes to connect with me. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. All the best, Nikki. It's been a pleasure sharing my thoughts with you today. I hope this episode gave you a fresh perspective or an aha moment. Remember, we're all capable of achieving great things, and I'm here to cheer you on. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode.